In many, in several places, I would say, by correction, not many, but in several places in the Holy Quran, in our sacred book, he says, ilman Allah, ilman, just only, ilman. Ilman means knowledge, ilman also means science, science. But then he also says, God also says in our holy book, ilman wa rahma, science and mercy, science and mercy. And now, that is to say that if you work with knowledge and be scientific-minded, eventually your work is going to be a mercy in the human community. Isn't that what education does? Isn't that what science does? Isn't that what it does? It brings us benefits that relieve burden on human life. It enriches the environment, the community, so much. Think how hard it was just to travel 1,000 years ago or less. Travel was really very difficult. People died just traveling the distances that we travel now, and we take them for granted. We are comfortable traveling 1,000 miles. But people died traveling 1,000 miles. A lot of them couldn't make it. So why have we been relieved of that bad condition, those bad conditions? It is because of people pursuing excellence with knowledge, with the tool of knowledge and science, pursuing excellence, using the tools of knowledge and science. And they have brought comforts and what God calls in the Quran, mercy. Knowledge, science, working it, and what you have coming behind, coming as a result of that, mercy to people suffering bad conditions of life. Well, this is what we have to think about. Now, what is the common mind that God wants in all of us? We think it's too much. Some of us. Oh, in fact, I know a lot of my friends who are scholars in Islam. They say, oh, he doesn't know, that won't work. You can't give the people but so much, you know. Well, I think I can give them everything that I believe I can give them. And I believe I can give them the mind that God created for Adam and wants it in all of us. Allah, that is God, wants us to believe that we can carry our share of responsibility for the conditions of human life, for the conditions that He wants in human life, or for human life. When God says He put the man in a garden, in a beautiful place, He's saying that that's what I created every human being, every human individual, or every human soul for, to be in an environment that is healthy, that is inspiring, that is beautiful, that is productive. Every individual. So if you accept that and you're a good believer in God, I don't care what name you call yourself, if you accept that and you're a good believer in God and you accept what I'm saying, please understand what I'm saying. I'm going to repeat it again. Every human person is created to want to be motivated and want to have a share in the responsibility for the condition of human life and willing to make a contribution to the environment to bring it closer to being the Eden, the paradise on earth, not in the sky, on earth that Allah, that God created us for. Every human being can accept that. If you accept that your Creator created you for that, you are on the road. You'll be motivated positively. You'll be motivated forever. Forever. It won't die. That spirit will live in you forever if you accept it. You'll be motivated. And you won't get up in the morning and feel good looking at the floor of your bedroom all cluttered with everything you dropped. You didn't hang anything in the closet. You put everything on the floor. You have nothing in the dresser, nice, beautiful dresser you bought. Nothing in the dresser but junk, and everything you take off is on the floor. Your spirit will change, and you'll say, I can't live in this hell anymore. I got the Spirit of God in me. I can't live in this hell anymore. And you go out of the bedroom and you go in the kitchen, you see the kitchen. It used to be a challenge. Dirty dishes all piled up. The sink is stinking like the toilet that haven't been flushed in a month. You walk in that kitchen and you say, hell, you ain't too much for me. I got the Spirit of God in me. The Spirit that He put in Adam. The Spirit that He gave Adam, and He made that Spirit human. Came from God, made human in man. Huh? And you look at that kitchen, you say, hey, you ain't too much for me. And you won't leave that house until that kitchen is smelling like a rose garden. And sparkling. Huh? Yes. And you'll do that to your house, and you'll walk out in that neighborhood. And you'll say, hell, I'm tired of this funky neighborhood. And I'm going to get with somebody. Let's see who I can go to. The precinct captain, let me bring this to his attention. Let me get with people, and we're going to change this funky neighborhood. Yeah, you'll do that. Man was made and woman was made of the same spirit, same soul, same motivation, same power, same power. I know some of you all surprised to see these women knocking out men nowadays. Huh? They used to didn't do that. But now they'll knock out a man. I mean a strong man, too. You didn't think they could do that. Yeah, they got physical power, and they got mind power, they got soul power, they got spirit power, they got every power you got in your origin. Because they came from the exact origin you came from. And if we don't do the job, brothers, they're going to do it. And let me tell you something. I'll follow them. I won't call them imam, but they'll sure be my leader. Call it what you want, imam or whatever, president or scholar or whatever you want to call it. But if we don't do it, I'll follow women if they'll do it. But we're going to do it together, aren't we? Yes, we're going to do it together because the help of God is here. The help of God is in the books, and the help of God is here. Now, Allah says to us, He knows that this life is going to present tests, challenges, and going to put burden on you. But He says, know that your God is a merciful God. And He does not put burden on anyone more than they can bear. That's enough for me. He said He doesn't put burden on anybody more than they can bear. That's enough for me. Well, I'm going to keep bearing burden. Because I know God didn't put more on me than I can bear. And I'm going to use my good senses. See, I know when to say it's rest time. Yeah, I know when to say it's rest time. And I take my rest. And you know rest ain't just sleeping, brother. Rest is getting work off your mind and getting rest on your mind. And Allah said He made females to mate with males, to do more than be a clothing for them, but also to be rest, R-E-S-T, rest for them. So I know how to rest. I know how to get the big work off my mind and rest, okay? And then resting, what it does, it repairs you. In fact, a word for going to bed to sleep is repair. It repairs you. So after I get repaired, I go back out there to work field. I'm ready now. But carry nothing to the extreme. Don't try to do everything a freak tried to do with his wife or his girlfriend. Don't try to exhaust yourself to the freak's extent. You know, just have an intelligent human being night with your sweetheart, okay? And then you'll be able to get up repaired and refreshed for the work field. God says that not that I want to burden you, but to purify you. To purify you. Purity is in the sky as you go higher. The pollution, very little of it can go up, but so high. The higher you go up in the mountain or in the air on a plane or helicopter or whatever, the more you leave the smoke and impurities down here. Think about that. Everything that God has made, the native Indian, the natives we call American Indian, the Native Americans we call Indian, I studied their religion too. And they say exactly what our religion says in this respect, that everything in creation or everything in the world exists not only as an object or a thing, but it exists as a message to the mind of human beings. It's a message. It gives a message to the mind of human beings. Yes. So, purity, we want purity, and purity is high above. Now, here's what we miss. It's in Scripture. It's in the Quran. It's in the Bible. It's in Scripture. Purity is also below. The air is pure up there. The earth that bears and produces life again, it purifies the life. You put the life with dung. What the life needs is the nutrients, the elements, etc., that's in the dung. The earth will filter that product or that you put in the earth that's filthy. It will filter it. The plant comes up smelling sweet. Why? Because there was a filter. Filtering the earth itself, filtering all of the impurities that shouldn't go into that life. It filters it. Now, you know, you can scientifically alter the earth makeup itself, and you can produce harmful things for human beings. But if you leave the earth and you put the life, the seeds in there, they come up from impurity, growing with dung, cow manure, and other things, feeding it, right? But it filters out the impurities and put only that is good for the life, whether it's a little blade of grass or a big tree or a farm or garden or whatever. It puts only that's good for it in there. So it filters it to make it healthy, to make it nice, and make it fit to eat. In my conclusion, these are great signs from God. And God wants us to do what? Says dress the environment. See, put the man in the garden of paradise and then told the man to be responsible for dressing it. In other words, the world of natural beauty is crude, in its crude state, or in its undressed state for human purposes in community down the road. We have to take that rich environment of so many beautiful and wonderful products. We have to take it and utilize it. So God says he made everything in the skies and everything in the earth to be utilized for the benefit of human community. For the benefit of human community. So we have to take those things and utilize them. That's dressing the garden. When you take out of the raw products and you make a finished product for the people in the community, you are dressing the garden. Huh? You're dressing the garden. Oh, the white man has really dressed the garden then, hasn't he? Yes, buddy, he has. Now it's time for the black Negro, African American here in these United States to do the same thing the white man been doing. You become the man too, and stand shoulder to shoulder with any man, white, brown, Asian, whatever. Stand, if he's in this country, stand shoulder to shoulder with him and let him know that he's not alone. Another man is president from the black family line to dress the garden. And dress the garden. And dress the garden. Look now. He doesn't just want us to make physical progress only, material progress only. He said, when he said dress the garden, he's talking about everything in the garden. You yourself, you are in the garden. Also dress yourself. When you turn toward the Kaaba, brothers, and you turn toward the Kaaba, sisters too, they turn toward the Kaaba. But the brothers need this motivation more than you sisters. When you turn toward the Kaaba, brother, what do you see? Do you see a house naked? You see a house with a dress on it. That house is symbolic of the soul of all people, the common human soul that God created. And we are to dress that soul. And God says, and spend on your own soul if you want to be successful. And whoever spends on his own soul, he will be successful. That's what God promises us. And whoever neglects to do that will certainly fail. And God said, it's going to come. It's inevitable that you fail if you won't have the interest to dress up your own soul. Don't let the black man's soul fall down like we've been doing. Stand it up and dress it up. And let us go to the Garden of Eden in a big, productive way. Thank you. Peace be on you.
For more on the ministry of Imam W.B. Muhammad, call or write Ministry of W.B. Muhammad, 1-708-798-6750. All right, Ministry of Imam W.B. Muhammad, Post Office Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For Muslim Journal, see local distributors. And thanks for listening.